For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And it's a new year and everything starts anew. Two openings this week and a whole bunch next week.
And a whole bunch is absolutely the truth. I'm so glad that two are starting this week.
Right. But the most pressing question on my mind, of course, is, Peter, have you seen the film version of Cats?
No, I have not. I have seen enough Cats in my lifetime. I'm reminded of a joke that Patrick Fagan told me.
Formerly of Shays.
He asked, while Cats was playing at Shays, by the way, what's the worst thing about having both a wife and a mistress?
And what is that?
Having to see Cats twice.
Yeah, I never quite warmed up to the musical, and I'm sort of amazed that they decided to make the film, but not only make the film, but not reconceive it from human beings wearing those cat costumes. It never occurred to anybody that that would be peculiar on film. But I think we should go. Everyone I know who has been to this movie has had sort of a life-altering experience.
And perhaps not for the better?
Never, including the fellow who had the usher announce which theater he was going in to walk past all these Star Wars people.
Stared him down.
And they made it the last cinema, so he had to walk the whole distance.
The walk of shame.
Anyway, we mentioned last week that Cops and Friends of Cops was opening, directed by Drew McCabe, new to the East Coast play, but we didn't mention the name of the theater company, which is First Look Buffalo. And they will be performing this at Theater Loft, formerly the home of Ujima, but they've moved on. And I'm gathering it's sort of, and you put this idea in my head, not unlike William Inge's Bus Stop, the whole unrelated people arriving in a location and conversations and relationships unfold. Also like the last play that was at Theater Loft.
Right. You get a lot of people in a small bar or bus stop, and secrets start to come out.
And you just wait for Agatha Christie or Samuel Beckett to happen. So we can look forward to that new company starting tonight. And then also, lavishly romantic musical, The Bridges of Madison County, which had started at Williamstown before moving to Broadway, and that's opening at the Cavanoke Theater tonight.
Now, the look on your face, you look like you're in love with this musical. When I saw the title, all I could think of was that schlocky novel, which somehow got turned into a movie with, Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep. But we're talking like one step up from Harlequin romances, aren't we?
Well, you're just describing all of opera, of course.
Okay, touche.
Absolutely. But I think that the music of Jason Robert Brown, the script by Marcia Norman, the musical theater has elevated this. And in real life, in great literature, and also in Harlequin romances, people who should not fall in love do fall in love. And that's what happens in this musical, The Bridges of Madison County.
So you're really looking forward to this?
Absolutely. I loved it on Broadway. I thought it was gorgeous. But I think that it suffered from exactly what you've described. People who know that title react in different ways. This is a major Broadway composer, major playwright, Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, gorgeous score, compelling story. And yes, people will fall in love who perhaps shouldn't have. I give you Carmen. I give you
okay.
Traviata.
Tristan and Isolde.
Everything.
But in all those operas, the soprano dies in the end. Aha, I got you there.
The guy dies. Oh, I shouldn't say, should I? She doesn't.
Okay.
She doesn't die. That's all I'm going to tell. No more spoilers. That won't spoil anything. The way it happens is just she's a woman from Italy living in the unlikely location of Madison County when a traveling man, photographer for National Geographic, comes through.
Well, speaking of photographer, I thought it was kind of cool. Lorraine O'Donnell, who's directing, and some of her cast went out to the actual site of the novel, took pictures of the stars, covered bridges, and I guess many of those will be projected on the back wall using their new projection system.
Well, we have that to look forward to as well. Speaking of large theatrical gestures, the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra picking a major composer and a highly regarded playwright, William Shakespeare, to do A Midsummer Night's Dream with the music of Mendelssohn. And I think that you have that look of rapture about you in discussing this.
Oh, I do. I do. I have seen the BPO play this before with a ballet troupe, and it just makes everything come alive. The incidental music by Mendelssohn, gorgeous. People hear it but don't see the play at the same time. Some people often see the play, don't get the music. What do they say? The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. I'm really looking forward to this. Mendelssohn is a major composer who doesn't get the respect he deserves. And I think maybe after these performances next weekend, more people will be warming up to Mendelssohn.
I hope this changes everything for him. I think that people know the name. I don't think we need to worry about Mr. Mendelssohn's reputation. I don't know, the world you live in, I just sometimes just wonder. But A Midsummer Night's Dream will also be one of the summer offerings from Shakespeare in Delaware Park, so you can practice.
Compare and contrast. What do they say? In literature, as in life, you can compare and contrast.
Perfect. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.